నాదుమాని నిమ్లోషే గిర్నేషు అజగ్ర గిర్నేషు అజగరేనః గిర్నేషు అజగరేనః కిం ను నకుశలం బ్రూయాం కిం ను నకుశలం బ్రూయాం గతా శ్రీశుగ్రగణేశహం గతాశ్రీశుగ్రగణేశహం. ఉద్ధవ ఉవాచ. శ్రీ ఉద్ధవ సై కృష్ణ దుమాని ద కృష్ణ సన్ నిమ్లోచ్ హ్యావింగ్ సెట్ గిర్నేషు బీయింగ్ స్వాలోడ్ అజగరేణ by the great snake ha in the past kim what nu else na our kushalam welfare bruyam may I say gata shrisu with good fortune gone away Krageshu, in the house, aham, I. Translation effectively by Divan Vishila Prabhupada. Sri Uddhava said, my dear Vidura, the son of the world, Lord Krishna, has said, and our house has now been swallowed. By the great snake of time, what can I say to you about our welfare? So, we read the purport. The disappearance of Krishna, son, may be explained as follows. According to the commentary of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura, Vidura was struck with great sorrow when he got the hint of the annihilation of the great Yadu dynasty as well as his own family, the Kuru dynasty. Uddhava could understand the grief of Vidura, and therefore he first of all wanted to sympathize with him by saying that after the sunset, everyone is in darkness. Since the entire world was merged in the darkness of grief, neither Vidura nor Uddhava nor anyone else could be happy. Uddhava was as much grieved as Vidura, and there was nothing further to be said about their welfare. The comparison of Krishna to the sun is very appropriate. As soon as the sun sets, darkness automatically appears. But the darkness experienced by the common man does not affect the sun itself either at the time of sunrise or of sunset. Lord Krishna's appearance and disappearance are exactly like that of the sun. He appears and disappears in innumerable universes. And as long as he is present in a particular universe, there is all transcendental light in that universe. But the universe from which he passes away is put into darkness. His pastimes, however, are everlasting. The Lord is always present in some universe, just as the sun is present in either the eastern or the western hemisphere. The sun is always present either in India or in America. But when the sun is present in India, the American land is in darkness. And when the sun is present in India, the American is darkness. And when the sun is present in America, the Indian hemisphere is in darkness. As the sun appears in the morning gradually rises to the meridian and then again sets in one hemisphere while simultaneously rising in the other. So Lord Krishna's disappearance in one universe and the beginning of his different pastimes in another takes place simultaneously. As long as one pastime is finished here, it is manifested in another universe. Thus, his Nitya Leela or eternal pastimes are going on without ending. As the sunrise takes place once in 24 hours, similarly, the pastimes of Lord Krishna take place in the universe once in the lifetime of Brahma, the account of which is given in Bhagavad Gita as 4,300 million solar years. But wherever the Lord is present, all his different pastimes as described in the revealed scriptures take place at particular intervals. As at sunset the snakes become powerful, thieves are encouraged, ghosts become active, and the lotus become disfigured, and the Chakravaki laments, so with the disappearance of Lord Krishna, the atheists feel enlightened and the devotees become sorry. Om Ajnana Timarandash Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Tatati Sapadanti Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhudityana Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gauravakur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna. In the previous verses, Vithura was asking a question to Uddhava. When he asked a question about the welfare of the Yadu dynasty and especially Krishna, Uddhava went into a very deep transcendental ecstasy. And he remembered Krishna because Uddhava has been worshipping Krishna since his childhood and is constantly associating with the Lord. Right? And because of that he remembered the Lord and went into ecstasy, transcendental ecstasy. Now it is said that the pure devotees of the Lord, right, they are always thinking of the Lord and they live in the Lord's abode. And hence they are not on the material platform at all. Because the mind is constantly thinking of the Lord and the body is existing in the material world. But constant absorption of the Lord. And hence he was feeling the ecstasy of separation from the Lord. Right? Now, in the material, the mundane plane, we also have got the experience, right? Especially, you know, when I go to India and come back, right? You know, how I meet my parents, my sisters, my cousins, etc. When I come back, my body is in Australia, Melbourne. But constantly I was thinking, you know, I'm thinking of my relatives, my sisters, right? You know, the thought comes over, my sister will say, oh, take this food, that food, you know, someone else is asking me something. See? On the material plane, we could feel that. Isn't it? All of us would have got some form of, or some kind of this experience, you know, where you think of your association with your family members. So in the same way, Uddhava was also thinking, even though he was in the material world, he was constantly absorbed in the thought. And because of that, what happened? He forgot the whole, you know, the material realm, and he was in transcendental platform. He was thinking of the Lord. He forgot completely. He was oblivious to the external platform. And he was constantly thinking, and he was in ecstasy. And then it took some time for him to come down. And then he came to the human level. In the previous chapter it said, yes, it comes to the previous human level. And then, Uddhava is speaking now, this verse. He says, the son of the world, Lord Krishna, is set and our house has been swallowed by great snake of time. What can I say to you about our welfare? So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about the disappearance of Krishna. So disappearance, appearance is non-different. Right? As Srila Prabhupada explains, when sun sets in one place, it already rises in another place. And he gives an example of India and America, right? When such sun sets in India, automatically sun rises in America and vice versa. So the appearance and disappearance of sun is compared to Krishna. Because when Krishna finishes his pastime in one universe, he does another one in a different universe. This is going on eternally. Nitya Leela. It is said that Lord Sankarshan, right, has got millions of mouths. And each of the mouth is talking about the transcendental glories of the Lord. And still, he has not completed. It's going on eternally. This is the eternal pastimes of Krishna. And this is the Lord we are dealing with. We are not dealing with an ordinary human being. We are dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Absolute Truth. This is the Lord we are dealing with. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, there's a good comparison given. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakara. So Krishna is like a sun. The moment when the sun is there, all the darkness goes away. Right? And the darkness is compared to Maya. Say when you say, for example, in this room there is no light, the whole room will be in darkness, right? Darkness means ignorance. So what happens in that room which is darkness? No one can see. I cannot see you. You cannot see me, right? I don't see things clearly. I don't know where is a clock. I don't know where is the altar, where is a mic, where is a table, etc. But the moment I turn on the light, the darkness disappears. It goes, right? Because darkness and light cannot appear at the same time. If there is darkness, there is no light. If there is light, there is no darkness. So Krishna and Maya cannot exist at the same time. Impossible. The moment you think or you talk or you associate with the devotees, there is no Maya. Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying that. Right? Darkness and light cannot exist together. Because after all, Maya is a shadow energy of the Lord. Cannot exist. When Lord is there, Maya is not there. Now to give an example of what Vyasadeva realized. Right? When Vyasadeva wrote about Mahabharata and other itihas and other things, right? And Vedas too. Right? Narada Muni was chastising his guru. What? In the name of Vedas, you're giving people sense gratification. You're not bringing people closer to Krishna. What kind of literature have you written? You have to write Amala Purana. Only glorification of Krishna and his pure devotees. He chastised. And then, because Vyasadeva was feeling disheartened in the heart. We can see that, right? For one day you go away from Krishna. All of us can experience. One day. Maybe for 5 hours you don't chant. You know, you feel that you're disheartened at heart. You know? You feel something bad, you know. This is what Vyasadeva was. Imagine that we are not chanting for 1 month or something. How do you feel? Vyasadeva was feeling like that. Something bad, something. He was feeling. And Narada Muni, when he said, immediately he said, yes, I will do. My Guru Maharaj has instructed me. I will do it. So he was meditating. Let me meditate on the Lord. Param Satyam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where everything emanates. And then I will be able to do my work properly. As he was meditating, Krishna is the most merciful Lord. Okay? He appeared in front of Vyasadeva through his meditation. Not really, no. Through his meditation, Krishna also reciprocates. Because Krishna says, as you surrender, I shall reciprocate. Whatever way you want Krishna to reciprocate, he will do it. Based on your purity and your devotional aspect, devotional service. So he was meditating on the Lord. Lord also reciprocated through meditation. In that, Vyasadeva saw Krishna in front of him. Right? And after some time, or within a minute, he also saw, what did he see? Maya peeping behind like this. Vyasadeva, what is this? So he realized, yes, So Krishna is always in the front, and behind is the shadow energy of the Lord, Maya. So Krishna and Maya, they're together. Okay, because it's the Lord's energy. It's Lord's energy. But the idea we have to know, or we have to take home, is that when Krishna is there, then no Maya. Maya cannot be there. You try. If you have Krishna, you cannot enjoy material opulence, whatever may be. You know? But if you want to use that opulence in the service of the Lord, that's a different story, which Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada did. That's a different aspect. But if you want to enjoy on your own, then you cannot do that without Krishna. So that was one about the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then one more in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is 2.3.17. This is one of the very good verse. I think Gopa Prindishpaji should be doing that. When I start the verse, you will know that. 2.3. The Pujari. Very good. See, there you are. Very good verse. I don't know the full sloka, but I thought I might read that. 2.3.17. Ayurharati vaipumsam udyan astam chayan asau tashyarte yat shanonita uttama sloka vartaya. What's the meaning? Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. Do we understand this fact or not? We have to go deeper and understand. By, right? It's not just, you know, listening and then forgetting. It has to go deeper. Krishna consciousness is deeper. It's not on a mundane, superficial level. Go deeper and deeper, you know, slowly. But both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. The horses, they say, oh, today is a good weather. They'll enjoy. You enjoy. But do they know that the one day is gone? You are going closer to death. The day you are born, your death date is finalized. But we celebrate our happy birthday. But Krishna celebrates his appearance, happy birthday. Why? Because the Lord has got more and more and more time to live. So it is obvious. The Lord can celebrate. We have to celebrate not happy birthday. Not pointless. Because we know we are coming closer to death. Huh? Right. That is a fact. This is for everyone. But Krishna always gives an exclusive class for his devotees. Right? Krishna says, I am equal to everyone. I am neutral to everyone. But those who do devotion service, he is my friend. So exception is always for devotees because of the Lord's mercy. Because he's a very merciful devotee. Right? What does he say? Except for one who utilizes the time by discussing the topics of the all good personality of Godhead. So if you spend your time chanting about Krishna, if you spend your time discussing about Krishna, associating with Krishna's time, devotees, then what? Time is not lost. You are living eternally. Who will know this phenomena? Who will know this science? You tell me that. In the material world, will anyone know that? I've lost this time. I've lost this time. Yesterday I lost. Today I lost. Devotees are not losing time. You're gaining time. Because you're going to associate with the Lord. It's eternal. Right? If you do Krishna conscious, you're not losing time. So you waste your time in Krishna conscious to gain the time. This is the logic, right? You waste your time in Krishna conscious to gain the time. It's not a waste. This is Krishna consciousness. Doesn't matter. Today you can't go to work. Stop it. Chant. You gain time. You go to work, you stop. It doesn't matter. It's a fact. This is Krishna consciousness. This is the process Srila Prabhupada gave us. Right? Not an ordinary process. Gaining time. Which university is telling you to gain time? No one knows to gain time. This is reversing. Krishna can reverse everything, right? Just imagine, just think of a moment, you know. How can you get the time back? It's impossible. Chanakya Pandit, you know, he's a very, very intelligent Pandit. What did he say? If you lose time with the lost time, even if you give 1 million gold coins, that's nowhere near our Australian dollar. Right? 1 million, because in the Vedic times, everything is measured in terms of coins, gold coins, silver coins, copper coins, like that. Here, plastic note. Without your knowledge, if it falls on near your gas, you know, it'll burn. That's it. Or at least a gold coin, before you melt, you know, it can take it. Still, it's gold. Whether it melts, whether it sticks, whether it goes. In the drainage also, when you take gold, it is gold. Right? But the plastic note, if you go to the drainage, finish. Chanakya Pandit says, 1 minute, 1 second if you lost, right? That's gone. Even if you give 1 million gold coin, you cannot recover the time. It is gone. That time you can recover through Krishna consciousness. Is it not amazing? So I always find this very, very amazing, this verse. Very, very important verse, I think, as far as time is concerned. For people who wants to think about time. If people, see, in the time management, they have to talk about this. They're giving big, big lectures, right, about time management. This verse should be repeated, the time management. This is the time management, not the one they are teaching. They're losing time, losing techniques, not time gaining techniques. Okay. So, right. So, having known the power of Krishna, right? The Krishna is absolute truth. So, we have to think, the first point we have to think, right? As devotees, as aspiring devotees, as materialists, doesn't matter. We have to think, are we going to be Krishna conscious or not? This is the important desire a living entity has to make. The first desire, right? Am I going to worship the Supreme Lord or not? From there your Krishna consciousness starts or stops. Right? As long as a person thinks, yes, I want to follow this process of Krishna consciousness, then Krishna organizes everything for him. You can just rest. Right? We have seen that practically in all our lives of devotees, right? From the topmost Chaitanya devotees to the Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir devotees. Right? We have seen that. Everything. Right? So, to be Krishna conscious or not is a decision you have to make. Then everything will fall in place. But if the first decision is wrong, you'll go to erratic results. So, as long as Krishna conscious, right? If someone wants to do Krishna conscious, everything will fall in place. You don't get worried about it. This is Krishna's responsibility. Like a mother, you know, takes care of the child. In the same way, our desire is, yes, I am going to be Krishna conscious. That's all you have to desire. Don't desire anything else. I am going to be Krishna conscious. That's it. And do the process given by Srila Prabhupada. Everything will fall in place. You do not have to worry. You know, nothing to worry. Only gain time. Everything. Krishna conscious means gaining only. Nothing to lose. Right? The devotee, he renounces basically, you know. For the material world, for the materialist, you know, if you say renouncing means it's a big something, you know, they can lose themselves. They'll kill themselves, but they cannot renounce the material world. Why? Because it is said a child loses his playing propensity to leave the playing propensity to go to school, right? Why? Because he's learning something higher. A child, he likes to play, he or she, but they have to leave that propensity to go to school. Why? Because of learning something higher in life, right? Similarly, a person who's working, right, He will renounce one job. Right? Why? To go to the next higher job. For example, if I'm getting $80,000 annual salary, which I'm not. Nothing wrong in saying that. People are not going to give me, but nothing wrong in saying that. Now, if I get a 100,000 job, 100,000K job, I will renounce that like that, you know. I don't even care. I'll never think about it. I leave the 80K and go to 100K job, and happily I'll be doing that. Correct? This on the material plane. But the devotees of the Lord, they renounce the material world. Why? To get paramgati. What is that paramgati? A life of bliss, knowledge, and eternity. Satchitananda life. Who will not like, tell me? Please put up your hand if you want only a material body. If you don't know what is Satchit, you will get Satchitananda form. Same as Krishna. Right? Satchit Ananda. So, devotees renounce this world. I don't want this form. Why? Because Satchit Ananda, Satch means eternal. Chit means knowledge. Ananda means happiness, bliss. Okay? Now, what is our body? Let us compare our beautiful body. Okay? We'll keep the Satchitananda. We'll keep the Satchitananda Vigraha aside for a minute. Our beautiful body. Our body, Krishna says, you will get my form as Satchitananda. No, our body is much better. I am more beautiful than you. Don't worry, Krishna. So, our body, such means eternity. What is our body? Is our body eternal? No. Birth, death, old age, disease, right? The disease is so heavy. People suffering, right? Every part of the body will be aching. Where is Satchitananda? Where is our bliss now? You all the time cry, you know. Someone will think he is in great ecstasy. No, I'm crying because of pain. Constant downpour. Okay? Such. Chit. Knowledge. Is our body knowledge? Full of ignorance. If someone is very knowledgeable, why do you go to school, right? You don't learn anything. You should be not known. But the moment you learn, you chant Krishna's name, you know everything. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, the Shiksha Guru of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, was an illiterate, right? He did not know computer programming. He did not know Visual Basic. He did not know PowerPoint slides. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, how qualified, you know? He accepted him. Why? On what basis did he accept? If you know Krishna, you know everything. The Lord, I dwelling as a shining lamp of knowledge in the heart, will destroy the darkness of knowledge. Then I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. Tesham tatata yuktanam bhajatam pritipur. That is the first one. This is tesham tatata tesh. What is that? Tesham tatata yuktanam bhajatam pritipur. Give them the understanding by which they can come to me. Krishna gives understanding. So Krishna gives all the knowledge required. So Bhakti, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji had all the knowledge. And so Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Goswami, he took initiation from me. This is the knowledge Krishna gives. So if you know Krishna, you know everything. Right? So knowledge part. The body is ignorant, then Satchit Ananda, bliss. Are you getting bliss from this body? It takes nearly two hours or something. Two to three hours to cook nicely and give it to Radha Ballabha and all that. Within 5 minutes, you know, my whole plate is finished. 3 hours to cook. This is a miserable condition, right? We have a desire to eat, hunger, thirst, everything. And then with 5 minutes, our plate is over. People have to cook in the kitchen. See, someone is now putting a lot of serious effort in cooking khichdi and all that. Right? We finish a plate in 5 minutes. Right? This is the maximum happiness we get. Of course, it's transcendental. This is right? Tachit Ananda. And still, in the afternoon, you know, Raja Bhoga. Then in the evening, you know, Aditi Mataji's, you know, 7 o'clock. So all comes one by one. Again, the body wants. This is how it's going on, Satchitananda. But Satchitananda means spiritual form. Eternal, full of knowledge and ananda every second. See, in the material world, in the material realm, right, you have to use your eyes. You have to use your ears for your enjoyment, right? You have to go to a movie. You have to see for 3 hours to enjoyment. And then, again, the senses and sense object are locked into that. And then, again, you have to see a movie to get. But Krishna conscious, you don't need movie. You don't need songs. You don't need anything. 24 hours happiness. Because Satchitananda, realizing, you are on the platform of realizing Satchitananda, always happy. There is no morose nature in Krishna consciousness. Because you are in contact with the Lord and always happy. What is the need? Satchitananda form. Soul. Right? Soul means always happy. You need not have, see, body, we have to do something to be happy. The soul, natural state, you know, like water, if you pour like this, it will flow down. Water is not going to go up. Natural, the soul natural is happiness. But the living entity, confined in the body, is looking for happiness in the wrong area. Kapila Muni, in 3.26, Bhagavatam, explains that the living entity is choosing a wrong field of activity. It's a living entity's problem. Because of his faulty work, he's suffering. What is a faulty work? Choosing material field of activity. If you choose material field of activity, birth, death, old age, disease. If you choose spiritual field of activity, Satchitananda form. The choice is given to us. Lord gives the independence. So we are choosing a wrong field of activity. So he is saying, the living entity is suffering because of his attachment to the material nature, which is faulty work. As a soul, why do you want to enjoy matter? If you know that you're a spirit soul, then you're looking for happiness in matter. Matter is inert. What happiness do you get? But soul is Satchitananda Vigraha. So the soul as such is very, 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 very happy. The soul in contact with the Supreme Lord is always happy. A tiny soul, how much can it enjoy? If at all, if it wants to enjoy matter, in a small degree. But if the tiny soul is connected to the Supreme Soul, how much more can he enjoy? Think about it. How much more? Unlimited, because we know that Krishna is absolute truth. Unlimited. So you can enjoy in an unlimited way. So if someone wants to enjoy in an unlimited way, the best way is to connect to Krishna. You can enjoy unlimitedly. Like all these brahmacharis, right? Unlimitedly they're enjoying. But it's too late for me. Unlimited happiness with Krishna. There's no end to it. You know? We'll say no end to it. This is how it is. No end. Krishna conscious, you know, it's no end. You only get happiness. This is a problem. All the brahmacharis. Everyone is a brahmacharis. All the ashram brahmacharis, ashram devotees. But we have got other problems now. When we go home, and I'll know what the problem is. Now, yes, I am in union with the... not union, basically. I am in the Lord's premises. Spiritual energy is there. So I'm quite happy. But when you go to the material realm, under the 3 modes of material nature, you'll be pulling, right? Because I just remembered a verse, you know. It said that the 3 modes, how it works is manifesting within the mind. The 11th canto, the escape from the illusory energy, right? It is said, manifesting within the mind, the 3 modes of material nature will induce the living entity to get attached to the material bodies and create its sense object. See? When I read that, I was like, oh, the 3 modes of material nature is a problem, right? What it does is, it induces the living entity, a spirit soul, to get attracted to the material bodies and created sense object. Because the senses and the sense object are created. The soul is unborn. You have to get this point. The soul is unborn. It's a part of the Lord. The Lord is unborn. The Lord is eternal. The soul is unborn. The soul is eternal. But the body is born. Created for a purpose. The senses are created. So, if there is no material nature, we all will become devotees. If there is no three modes of material nature, we are all devotees by default. But the three modes of material nature will push you. Do that. Through the mind. Manifesting within the mind, the three modes induce a living entity to get attracted to the material bodies and created sense objects. So the three modes of material nature is a problem. Right? And how does it manifest? Through the mind. So, our mind is Maya. Conclusion. Our mind is Maya. That is what Krishna says in chapter 6. One who has controlled his mind, the mind is a best friend. One who has failed to do so, the mind is a worst enemy. So the mind is a Maya. Our own mind is acting against us. So if you control the mind and bring it to Krishna conscious, then you are the happiest person. Because the mind can give you liberation or bondage. Controlled mind gives you liberation. Uncontrolled mind gives you bondage in this material world. Bondage means repeated birth and death. Now quickly I'll wind up a couple of points. Yesterday, you know, we had a Bhakti Pariksha in our home program. One of the good questions came up. I thought, okay, I'll tell this. So we were talking about the Supreme Absolute Truth, and we were also talking about Radha Rani's appearance, because it's coming on the 3rd of September. So we thought, you know, we'll take this as a mercy from Radha Rani, talk about Radha Rani and all that. So in that, you know, one of the aspiring devotees, devotees has been there, and you know, but probably is not chanting 16 rounds. He's been there for a long time, you know, for a while. So he, you know, I was putting the slide, you know, that absolute truth and all that. And then you can realize, you know, because we are also chanting Radharani's name, which is Hare, you know. Like we put the slide, one of the slides, you know, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know. So he said, he was looking into that. He said, he asked her, you know, according to him, a smart question. Right? Anyway, the question is, Prabhu, if you look at this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Right? He said, you last two or three slides, you know, you projected and you said that Krishna is a supreme absolute personality. Everything comes from Krishna. Krishna is the greatest, you know. Everything is inside, outside. Without Krishna, there is nothing, basically, no existence. Because Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita also, which we talk in a minute. Then I said, what is your question? Right? The question is, if you look at the Hare Krishna mantra, only four times Krishna's name is there. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7, 8 times, isn't it? 8 times Hare is there and 4 times Rama. So why can't, you know, then how can Krishna be the, you know, absolute personality? I said, okay, it could be ignorance, it could be anything. Okay, no worries. All right. I said, this is my answer. Prabhu, maybe Prabhu can correct me if I'm wrong. I said, absolute truth we discuss means Krishna and his energy, everything is coming from Krishna. Hare is the first expansion of Krishna from Ladini Shakti. Krishna has got the Satchitananda form, right? Sach means Shantini Shakti. Chit is Samvit, knowledge potency of the Lord. And the third one is Ladini, pleasure potency of the Lord. Now through the pleasure potency, the Lord has, or basically Radharani is the first expansion through the Ladini Shakti. And that is pleasure potency, that is Srimati Radharani, Krishna's eternal consort. You cannot separate Krishna and Radharani as they do in Indian temples. No. If you are a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it cannot be done. Not accepted. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the highest phenomena, right? Worship of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna cannot be separated. Right? Because she is a Krishna's eternal consort. Krishna's energy, right? Energy. cannot separate. So first expansion is Hare, that means Radharani, that's for the class. And then Rama means, what Rama are you thinking about? This is Balaram. Again, the first expansion through Shantini Shakti, existential potency of the Lord. Right? On one side, Ladini Shakti, Radharani is coming. And through Shantini Shakti, Balaram is coming. One is giving Radharani mercy. Mercy component. Hare. And Rama is power. Spiritual power. Without that, how can you conquer the material senses? Right? You need spiritual potency. That Balaram is applying. First expansion. Then the Samvid, Krishna keeps to himself. Krishna. The pleasure, the knowledge potency of the Lord. See, the moment, if you are a Dalit, that's what I gave the example of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. The moment you chant Hare Krishna Mantra, you know everything. Because Krishna's name is that. Because Krishna keeps the knowledge potency. If he wants, he can expand. That could be something. But this is my understanding. So, one side, Haradini Shakti Radharani. Another side, Sandini Shakti Balaram. And Krishna is knowledge potency. So, you get the Sachitananda form by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. You get happiness through Radharani. You get spiritual power through Balaram. You will be happy and you get Sachidananda form. You get knowledge because of Krishna. So, in fact, I said, you know what the Hare Krishna 16 syllabus represents? Or how actually the meaning is? I said, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. That is what it means. So, it is not Hare. It's again expansion of Krishna. That means it's Krishna, right? But Krishna is giving the... He wants to help being merciful. So Hare Krishna Mantra, 16 words, represents only Krishna. That is why he is absolute truth. But I don't know whether he agreed to my... That could be many ways, you know. But that is what I said. Everything represents Krishna only. So that is why he is all-powerful, you know, almighty. And I also said, in the Bhagavad Gita, right, the chapter 7 and chapter 10 and all that, the Lord is saying, knowledge of the absolute, if you see chapter 7, and the opulence of the absolute. It did not say knowledge of Krishna, sorry, knowledge of God, knowledge of whatever may be, supreme person. Absolute, you see Bhagavad Gita, how Srila Prabhupada did it. Knowledge of the absolute, opulence of the absolute. I mean, these are some of the things, you know, we can talk, you know, unlimitedly, you know. When Ananta Shesh is glorifying Krishna unlimitedly, we cannot stop glorifying Krishna also unlimitedly. So, the time is up now. So, I'd like to stop here. Hare Krishna, any quick questions you can take, if it is there? Otherwise, we'll wind up. I think, no, only on Sunday, Prabhu. Only on Sunday, not on Saturdays, that's what I was told. So anyway, it's good that, you know, we follow a format, you know, and we stop. Because that's how the management wants it. Yes, Prabhu. Quick one.
At what stage of our devotional life can we expect our mind to become our friend?
Now we'll see what Krishna says, you know. So Arjuna asks the same question, right? Bhagavad Gita, and we'll see what the answer Krishna is giving, right? Rather than my answer. Krishna, Arjuna is asking, Krishna, I can control the raging wind, but I cannot control my mind. It's very, very difficult. It's going turbulent, violent, obstinate, rude, adamant, you know, so many things. I cannot control. Then Krishna says, yes, Arjuna, I know that mind is like that because the Lord created, he knows. But it is possible to control the mind, Krishna says in the next verse. And in the following verse, Krishna said, yes, the mind can be controlled by suitable practice and detachment. So in that, Srila Prabhupada translates that the suitable practice is only Krishna consciousness, pure devotion service. And detachment means detachment from sense object. So as long as we follow this four thing, you know, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. Four regulative principles. And then, if you chant, if you take prasadam only, chant 16 rounds and every day the brain should have the input of spiritual knowledge. So what happens if this is a brain, if the spiritual knowledge goes in, the material knowledge will come out. It's a technique. More and more reading should be there. Then Because our mind and our intelligence is contaminated with material things. Time immemorial, Srila Prabhupada says. So what has happened? Because of our association with the material energy from time immemorial, we are always thinking of matter. It is natural, right? Always, you know, maybe that one, maybe this one, my body, that one. All this, right? Now, how does it go? See, there is a container, okay? The container has got a black solution. I want to make it white. Our mind has got black, everything dirty things. How do you make white? You keep on pouring water, right? Don't do anything. You keep on pouring pure water, right? What happens first? Slowly the water will become, from darker it will become lighter and lighter. But shades of black will be there, right? At one point, the black will go and slowly the water will fill up. Got the point? So in the same way, chanting. Why did we take prasadam? Because of our existence has to be pure. Those who are sinful cannot even chant Krishna's name. So first your existence has to be pure. The material existence means contaminated, sinful life. All these four things I've said, right? It's sinful. It will degrade you to the three modes of material nature. Three modes of material nature means sinful life. Let us not have a very high picture of three modes, okay? Three modes of material nature means sinful life. Krishna conscious means pure life. This is how we should say. You can't say, I'm living in the material world. No. If you live in the material world, sinful life. But if you are a devotee, yes. You are on the perfect platform. Correct platform. Right? So we are taking prasadam for our purification, existence. Without that, you cannot even become pure. And then you chant so that the mind becomes pure. Krishna's holy name will purify your mind gradually. Okay? Not suddenly. Gradually. Then intelligence. You keep on putting in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad, then the old will go out. Material things will go out. Then you are fixed. Why? The fall down is a little bit less. Why? Because Krishna gives a hierarchy in third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Sense object, senses, mind, intelligence. Above intelligence is a soul. So the next close companion to the soul is intelligence, apart from false ego. It's a different concept. But intelligence, right, is closer to the soul. So if you fill up your intelligence with Krishna, then the soul is here. Say, for example, you know, we are here, passion and ignorance. Then slowly we rise up. Then the mode of goodness and the soul will be matching. Then the soul will be reflected into the mode of goodness. So we have to bring up our mind, right? See, this is soul. Soul is Sachidananda Vigraha. Right now our mind is here. So by constant Krishna conscious, you know, we have to practice. When the mind comes here, the mind can view or can reflect the soul. And then you become pure. You know existence of soul. We have to upgrade it. Because Krishna conscious means upgrading. Three modes of material means degrade. Any three modes of material nature you do any activity, it will degrade you. That is the effect of the three modes. It will degrade you. He is a nescience. Krishna explains. It will degrade you. Any three modes of material nature. To Krishna conscious means it will upgrade you. So slowly the mind has to come. In the Krishna again says to Uddhava, Krishna gives a lot of instruction to Uddhava in the 11th canto. He says, try to conquer the lower modes of passion and ignorance and get situated on the mode of goodness. Because mode of goodness means you can see that light, you know. Right? Say for example, you know, light is there. I am about 1 mile. 1 kilometer away from the light. I cannot feel the radiant of the light. So as I come closer to the light, what happens? I can see things clearly. So the mode of goodness means you can visualize the presence of soul. Correct? Because mind is inert, matter. Mind is a matter. How mind is thinking? Through the presence of the soul. But the soul is in ignorance and passion. So if you slowly upgrade the mind, then it will match up with the soul, and then you know that you are the soul. You don't think that you are a lump of matter. Because Krishna explains again in Bhagavad Gita, a spiritual person, a transcendental person, he sleeps, he eats, he walks, he dances, whatever may be, but he knows that he is separate from his body. This level we have to attain, not that we have achieved, but constantly. But Krishna consciousness is a platform to achieve. Because it constantly pulls you up like this. And then you come to pure goodness and then pure goodness. then Sachidananda form. Material energy means degrade, degrade, degrade. First you will be in the mode of goodness, demigod body, then you get a human body, then you get an animal body, then you get a plant body. See, degrading. But because Krishna's mercy is there, through the law of nature, 8.4 million species, slowly you evolve and come to the human form. And Srila Prabhupada says, in the human form, this is an excellent opportunity to go back to Godhead. If you lose this opportunity, again, material energy will degrade you. So, right? Because if you become an animal, how can you rise up? You're not doing Krishna consciousness. So the law of nature is very kind. Because again, Krishna's mercy. So slowly you get upgraded and you become a human. If you suffer the human life, again become animal. Again, the law of nature will slowly upgrade you. Okay. Yes, Prabhu, quick one because we have to mind. Yeah.
Prabhu, you were telling about this Hari means the energy of the Lord, like one is the Rakshas Shakti, another is the for the Balram. Yeah? For the, one is the, and when suppose now Hare Krishna, then when two Krishnas are together, they shall understand another Hare Hare is coming in the end. So what does those Hare in the end?
Hare means Radharana, energy of the Lord. Krishna, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada explains, oh, what is the correct meaning of Hare Krishna mantra? Oh, energy of the Lord. Because Krishna is Lord, Hare and Rama is energy of the Lord. Oh, energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service, devotional service. So only by doing devotional service, you can understand Krishna. Right? You have to do service, right? At home, then only, you know, any services, right? Everyone has to do services. So in that way, you know, we have to do a service to attract the Lord. You know what I mean? The first service is Hare Krishna mantra, chanting. So service, through the service only, the Lord reciprocates, right? It's everything through the service. Right? Isn't it? Because this is our... we have to do devotion service to understand Krishna. Because Krishna says, without devotion service, you cannot understand. Okay, we'll stop here. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nithai Gaura Prema Nandini.